Okay, Shalom Rabbi, so today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Tes. We're here at the bottom of Ayin Ches Mabez. First wide line with the two dots, with a quote from our Mishnah. We had said that HaMelech V'Akala Yechatu Es Pneihem, where both the king and Akala are allowed to wash their face on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Masnizim Mani, whose Shita is this? Rabbi Chanan Ibn Chadroni. Right, it's Rabbi Chanan Ibn Chadron, the Tanya, like we learned that Raisa HaMelech V'Akala Lo Yechatu Es Pneihem, that's the Tanakama Shita. That they shouldn't wash their face, but Rabbi Chanan ibn Chadron Omer. So he's Mishum Rabbi Eliezer says the name Rabbi Eliezer Hamelach Vakala Yerchatzu is Pneihem. Right, actually they are allowed to wash their face. Achaya Lo Tinal is a sandal. Again, similarly back to the Tanakama Shita, right, that Achaya, a woman who just gave birth, is not allowed to wear sandals. Is not allowed to wear shoes. But Rabbi Chanan ibn Chadron Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer again, he says that Achaya Tinal is a sandal, that she is allowed to wear shoes. The Gemara says, my time. Well, what's the logic between behind Rabbi Chananya and Ben Tradion's Shita? She says, Melech Mishum Dichtiv, Melech Biofio Terezena Inecha. King is allowed to wash his face because the Pasuk says that you have to look at a king right, in his beauty. You have to behold his beauty. It's inappropriate, it's unbefitting for the king to not wash his face. Kala, my time. Well, what's the reason for it? Kala, like they should look to Zgana Baila, so that she won't, right, well, there won't be marriage issues, right? In the first, as we'll see in a second, the first 30 days, well, you don't want her to become right, some weird, disgusting type image for her husband. Obviously, that's a little bit dramatic, but the idea is that we're going to do as much as we can to promote Shalom Bayis as much as we can the first 30 days, right? Nowadays probably should be even longer, but okay, right? So Amar Le Rabbi Chiya, Amar Le Rav Le Rabbi Chiya, Kala Ad Kama, and how long? Sure enough, I spoiled it for you, but how long does the Kala get? So Amar Le, Kidatanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Ein Monin Tachshitim in a Kala called Shloshim Yom, right? So she gets 30 days. Rashi already points out that that's actually a little bit more of a morbid context. That story is that Gemara is at the beginning of Ksubas, where a Kala Rachman al-Slan, if a father passes away, mother or father, really father of the Chasin or the mother of the Kala, then Gemara goes into details in terms of why that's true. But either way, if someone passes away right before the wedding, so they get married, and then we do not refrain from allowing the Kala to put on makeup, etc., for 30 days, right? Even right through the entire Shloshim, even though, right, obviously, theoretically, someone should not be doing that during the Shloshim for a mace. Okay, but that's where we get that context from, right? They have 30 days for the Kala. Another Gemara says that if it's cold outside, and if she is cold, right? If a Chaya, a woman who just gave birth, needs to put on shoes, so that is mutter. Again, that was a Chaya is considered different levels of a woman giving birth. Where the first 3 days she must eat, for the first 7 days, so she's allowed to eat if she wants. That if she says so, that she's considered to be a chola she is bosh zakana. At different levels, but tachlis chaya, if it's cold and she needs the shoes, is mutter. Amar Shmuel in Machmas Sakanas Akrav mutter, and this has nothing to do with a pregnant woman. But Shmuel says that if there's a scorpions, right, if the place that you're spending Yom Kippur is infested, scorpions, snakes, or whatever, and you need to wear shoes because otherwise it's dangerous, so then obviously it's mutter. But also obviously, right, once you get to a shul, let's say, where there is no longer a danger, so then you should take the shoes off. Okay. Ochel kekoseves hagasa. We said the shear for eating on Yom Kippur. The isser is a koseves hagasa, a big fat fig. Date. What did I say? Fig? No, date. A big fat date is your chayev. So the boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa wanted to know. Kekoseves sha'amru. This koseves, this date that we said, right? Kekoseves, right? Like a date, right? Sha'amru big gari nisa. Does that mean it's big gari nisa with the pit? Oh, below Gari Nisa, or without the pit. Now, that's obviously, Rav Papa's question is one in terms of size, in terms of shear. Now, this is understood in different ways amongst the Rishonim. Rashi explains, like we said, that Rav Papa is wondering, basically how big is this size of a date plus a pit? Is it a date plus a pit, or a date or a pit? That's the question of Rav Papa. Is it below Gari Nisei or Begari Nisei? Meaning, is it a date plus a pit or a date or a pit? Tosus doesn't like that. How in the world would the Mishnah, right? Why in the world would the Mishnah mean a date or a pit? He doesn't like that at all. Could be, again, different ways to understand Tosfos quotes the Aruch. Right? It could be that the Shaila is, what about the empty space, right? Again, a date's pit is not pressed hard against the flesh of the date, right? There's some empty space in there. Okay, could be that's a Shaila. Either way, that was Rav Papa's Shaila. We'll just do it like Rashi, right? Again, we'll just assume that the question is it a date and a pit, biyachad, together, or is it a date or a pit? So Rav Ashi has the following shayla as well. But similarly, that etzim kisa ora, that we said the shear of a bone that will make someone else tamei, is a kisa ora, is like a piece of barley. So the Gemara says, beklipasa or below klipasa, right? Is it with the shell or not? Not obviously with the shell of the date, right? The shell of the barley, right? How do you measure a barley? Is that with a shell or not? Balacha obiyavesha. Is the barley wet or is the barley dry? Right. If you ever made mushroom barley soup, so the barley puffs after it absorbs liquid. So is it a wet barley kernel? Is it a dry barley kernel? Does it have a shell? Does it not have a shell? All right. So Rav Ashi had that same similar shaila. And now the Gemara just points out that each one of these mandamas, right, Rav Ashi and Rav Papa, did not have the shaila in the other case. Rav Ashi lo mibayle hadar Papa. Rav Ashi did not have the shaila by the date on Yom Kippur, because gasa idmar, called kama de gasa. Right, again, we said, what do we say? We said the phrase is koseves hagasa, right, a big fat date. So pasha, this is, we're referring to everything, right, everything included in the date. It wouldn't make sense to call it a big fat date if you're hollowing it out on the inside. So that's Rav Ashi didn't have the shaila. Rav Papa, let me buy like the Rav Ashi. Rav Papa didn't ask Rav Ashi shaila about the barley, the size of a barley for a bone that will be metame, because lacha, because a wet piece of barley is shibolis mikri, is called a shibolis. It's not called a saora, so it wouldn't have used that word to begin with. So it must be dry. And shalobikli basa, and if you're talking about a barley that doesn't have a shell, that's ulsha mikri. It's called an ulsha. So the fact that it used the word kisaora means that it must be dry and without. And with a shell. Okay, that was Rav Papa's shita. So either way, now we're going to have a machlokas in terms of now how big this shear is. Rabbi in the name of Rav Yehuda is going to say that a kusev is agasa is bigger than a kibetza. And we'll see on Amud Beis that Rav Zvid says that it's smaller than a kibetza, and we will have proofs on either side. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Koseves Hagasa Shamru. This Koseves Hagasa, this fat date that we're talking about, Yisera Mikibetza. It's bigger than a kibetza. V'kimlulu Rabbanan Debehachi Mitzvah Daite. And this is what the Chachamim established. This is how a person is Yoshev Das, meaning he becomes satiated, not satiated, but a person feels better. He feels more comfortable after eating this amount. Again, right? We said the whole eating on Yom Kippur is about inui, right? But you have to be uncomfortable. So a person becomes comfortable. He has a massive das, right? He becomes a little bit more relaxed and free of hunger pains when he has this amount. But less than that, less than the koseves agasa, lo mitzvah daisei. Then it is not true. So Gemara says, "Meisvei, one second. I'll ask you a question. How could a koseves agasa be bigger than a kibetza, be bigger than an egg?" Again, now, just to be clear, we can't just, you know, you might think, okay, take out a date, take out an egg, figure it out. Well, again, so the Pasha says we need to bring proofs from the Mishnayos, because, first of all, the size of dates and eggs are changing, and who says that you would have the average date, the average egg, right? Okay, all these variables in the air, but we have to kind of figure out as best we can, but we can't just, you know, take out a modern day date or egg. Okay, either way, Meisvei asks you a question. It happened once that they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai something to eat, and they wanted to taste the dish, and it was on Sukkos. Again, as we get close to the next Masechta that we're learning, right, it's not uncommon for the end of one Masechta to run into the other Masechta. We had that by Shabbos. So let's, right, again, so the Gemara says, right, so what happens? They brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to eat something, to taste something, right? The Rabbi Gamliel shteik kosovos with li shalmayim. And they brought Rabbi Gamliel two dates and a bucket of water, right, and something to drink. Amru, and they said, halum, right, the sukkah. He said, let's go up to the sukkah. Okay, great. But the problem is, Tani Allah, lo b'nei shalacha kach, it wasn't the halacha, that wasn't the halacha, right, ela shirotu l'achmer l'atzma. But they wanted it to be machmir. Meaning, a person obviously has sukkah, so you have to eat the sukkah. You're allowed to eat certain foods outside the sukkah, like a snack. Right? So pashas is, but the two kibbutzim that they had, that was brought to them. Sorry, not the two kibbutzim, the two kosovos, right? They brought them two dates, right? What are shtei kosovos with delish alayim? Right? They brought them two dates. Pashas is that was not enough to be considered a meal. As we'll see in a second, a kibbutza is the amount of food that you need to eat to be considered something that's kavua, so, and you therefore need the sukkah. So you had two kosovos, and that was pashas less than a kibbutza. Okay, so then again, keep that in mind. Now, kishenasnu lo Rabbi Tzadok ochal pachos mikabeitza. Then, when they went to Rabbi Tzadok and they gave him food that was less than a kibbutza, right? So theoretically, he shouldn't have to go to the mikvah. He shouldn't have to go to the sukkah. So therefore, he did three things. Natlu b'mapa, he took it in a handkerchief. I mean, we'll see in a second what he was doing. V'achlu chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah. Right, v'lo berech acharav, and he didn't make a bracha achrona. Just to look at Rashi over here, natlu b'mapa v'achlu, but shlosha kulim nahag bo. Right, Rabbi Tzadok did three things l'kula with this food that was less than a kibbutza. First of all, shlo natal yadav. Right, he didn't wash his hands before eating it. Right, he just took it. You know, he did the whole sandwich in a Ziploc thing where you scrunch it up and eat it without washing your hands. Mishum aninas hadas v'chutz the sukkah achlu. Right, he ate it outside of the sukkah. V'lo birach achrav, didn't make a bracha achronas. The Gemara says, now hold on 1 second. Hakabetza by sukkah. Right, again, the shear of eating in a sukkah is a kabetza. Right, as we just said. Right, he had Rabbi Tzadok had less than a kabetza. Right, and he ate it outside the sukkah. Right, that's the halacha. If you're telling me that a koseves agasa, right, a fat date, is more than a kibbutza, so asher shtei kosovos below garin lo have a kibbutza. Right, you're telling me that two dates without the pit, right? Pashas is because he ate them. Right, he had to have enough food, right, to go up to the sukkah. So the dates must have been without the pit. Right, so you're telling me that two dates without the pit. Right, you're telling me it's not bigger? If it, two dates without a pit is not bigger than a kibbutza, you're telling me one date with a pit is bigger than a kibbutza? You're telling me the pit is just as big, if not bigger, than a date without a pit? Wait, that doesn't make any sense at all. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, actually, yes it does. Yes, it does make sense. Right, apparently they had huge, huge pits. Yeah, two pits without a date. No, two dates without their pits are not as big as a kibbutza. But kosevas agasa v'garnise, but a huge fat date and its pit, then havisera mikibbutza. Sure enough, it is bigger than a kibbutza. Right, that's why again, Rabbi Gamliel didn't need to go to the sukkah, but he did go to the sukkah because it was just as a chumrah, but he didn't really need to. So Amar Papa, Rav Papa said, "Hainu damrei ishi." This is what people say: "Trei kabi de tamrei chad kaba de kai shaisa." This is the phrase, right? That the people, if you have two kav is a measurement. So if you have two kav of dates, so you have one kav of pits and extra stuff. Right? Apparently, the pits were a lot, right? One point one kav of pits. Right? So the pits apparently were even bigger than the dates themselves. Okay. The kashas of istriach. Okay. Rava says, "How's the amount of time?" Rava says, "No. That's not the reason. It's not that. What's it called? It's not because the two dates were smaller than a kibbutza. That's not why." That he didn't do la halacha, right? We said about Rav Gamliel that he went up to the sukkah even though he didn't have to, right? It wasn't the halacha, it was just a chumrah. So Rava says, it's not because he was eating less than the kibbutza, right? Hazam had a time, by the reason he didn't really need to go to the sukkah is mishum de havele peri, because it was fruit. Go to peri, lo ba'i sukkah, and fruit do not require sukkah. There's no chiyuv to go to the sukkah for fruit. So Mar says, "What? Really? Meisvei? Hold on 1 second. Ask you a kasha. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, 'Kishayinu lomdin tarei tzor Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. When we were learning tarei with our Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, heviu lefaneinu teinim vanavim. They brought us figs and grapes. V'achalnu achilas haraychutz the sukkah. And we ate them as a snack outside of the sukkah. So apparently, why did they eat it out of the sukkah? Because achilas haray in achilas kavalah. Right? Maybe the only reason they ate them out of the sukkah because it was achilas haray." If it would have been an achilas keva, then they would have had to go to the sukkah. And that proves that fruit do need to go to the sukkah. So Gomer says, no. Ema, just say, right, to change what he said. Right, change the story. He said, achalnum ki achilas harai chutz the sukkah. No. We ate the fruit like it was an achilas arai outside the sukkah, meaning fruit is always an achilas arai, and therefore is never chayev in sukkah. Iboy seima, or another way to understand, achonim achilas keva. Really, we ate them in a permanent type of eating, but that still didn't require us going in the sukkah. Okay. And we also ate bread in achilas arai. We ate a temporary meal out of bread, right outside of the sukkah, and then that's fine. Right? That's why, again, an amount that's less. Obviously, if you eat bread, right, usually you have to go into the sukkah, but it must have been a very small amount of bread, right? Let's say less than a kavetza, for example, that would have been a achilas arai, then you would not have had to go to the sukkah. Okay, let's prove Rava's shita that eating fruit does not need a sukkah on sukkahs. Therefore, im hishlim b'mini targima yotza. Okay, so the context here is that we'll learn Mitzvah Shem and Sukkah in a couple of weeks. Maybe a month or so, maybe even more than that. Okay, either way, I forget exactly where it is. I'm just trying to glance quickly at Sukkah Daf. Is that the right one? Chav Zayin. Okay, all right, so I guess about a month or so. But we'll learn that Rabbi Elazar holds that a person has to have 14 meals on Sukkahs. Right? You have to live in your Sukkah just like you live in your house. Rabbi Elazar holds, just like, again, back in the day, they used to have 2 meals a day. So too, you're chayav to have 2 meals a day in your sukkah. Obviously, sukkah in Eretz Yisrael is 7 days. So that's 14 meals. So, and this is what the Brisa says. If lefichach, therefore, in hishlem b'mini targima, if you ended up being mashlem, if you ended up having the remainder of the meals that you're chayav with, not with bread, but you had it with targima. Targima is either fish or meat. As we'll see, it's unclear exactly what targima is. The Gemara will change what it means in a second, but right now we assume that targima is something that goes with bread, maybe fish or meat or cheese or whatever. So if you ate the meal with that, then yotza. Then you are yotze, right, your meal, and then that counts as one of the 14 meals you need to eat. And if you would have thought that fruit needs to be eaten in the sukkah, so listen to pere. So peros, right? Why does Rabbi Elazar say you have to get targima? Why didn't you just bring peros? If peros are chayav in the sukkah, so then you could just eat a meal of peros in the sukkah, and that should count for your meal as well. So Gemara says you're right. My meaning targima, peros. No, that's what he meant. So it wasn't targima, didn't mean fish or meat or whatever. It meant peros. Okay, so that's not necessarily a proof for Rava. V'iboy seima, another answer. Or Basra Delosh Kliki Peri. Could be that he's hanging out, right, in a place where there is no fruit, right? And that's why Rabbi Elazar said you should get Targima. But if you would have fruit, so then you would be able to be yotze your meal. Okay, either way, so that's Rav Shita, that fruit does not require achila in the sukkah, and that's certainly how we paskin. Okay, now Rav Zvid says he disagrees with Rabbi Amar Rav Yehuda, and he holds that Kosevas Agasa Shamru Chasera or Chasra Me Kebetza. He holds that this Kosevas, this Shir on Yom Kippur, or your chayv for eating, is less than a Kebetza. It's not like the Mishnah. Beishami Omer. Beishami says, "Sor bekazayis v'chamis bekiksoves." If you remember back to the Beis in Pesachim, right, what is the shear for seor? Seor is like a leavening agent, like yeast or whatever. On Pesach, the shear to eat, consume that to be usher, right, for chayv for eating chametz on Pesach is a kazayis. Chametz is a kosevis. It's like a date. V'avinam ba. We understood about Beishami shita. My time with the Beishami. Why does Beishami hold this? So he holds because nichtav rachmana chametz v'lo bo'y se'or. Because the Torah could have written, don't eat chametz, and you didn't need to tell me, don't eat se'or. Right? The psukim say that, right? It mentions both of them. Why do you need to mention both of them? Because you just said, don't eat chametz. And I'll know, don't eat se'or. Right? Se'or is something that leavens something, makes it turn into bread. I would have known. V'anamina would have said, ma chametz she'en chumutzo kasha. Just like chametz that does not make anything else, right? That anything else, right? It doesn't turn anything else into chametz. So that's asur b'kazayis. That shear is kazayis. So seor, right? Yeast or some leavening agent, shechimuz or kasha, that turns something else into chametz, lokol shekein. Now, obviously, it's also b'kazayis. So midipalginhu rachmana, from the fact that the Torah mentioned both of them and split them up, right? Limda lacha shira shalzeh, loka shira shalzeh. Apparently, what do you see? That they're different, and the shirim must be different. So therefore, Beishami said, so'or b'kazayis v'chametz b'kazoves. Right, it must be that the so'or, that the yeast is with a kazayis, and the chametz is a koseves. And here's the proof. And if you tell me that the shiurim, the size of the shiurim, goes kazayis, kebetza, koseves, so michli, let's see. Beishami ashira dinafish mikazayis kamahadri. Right? Beishami is just looking for a shear that's bigger than a kazayis because they can't be the same. So listen to kebetza. Why did he jump to koseves if that's the one that's two removed? Wait, if it's kazayis, kebetza, koseves, why did Beis Shammai say that it's kazayis and koseves? Right, he skipped the middle shear. So Gemara says, "V'inami ki'adadinenu." And also, right, if it was the same shear, if it's the same size, then this the kebetza. If you tell me that a koseves is the same size as a kebetza, why didn't you just say kebetza? It's a lavish, but not koseves. B'chusa mi kebetza. So apparently, what do you see? That a koseves is less than a kebetza. So Gemara says, "Nah, it's not a good proof." Mimai, how do you know? It's lousy logic. Dilma la'olam im l'cha koseves agasa shamar yisirim kebetza. No, maybe the koseves is bigger than a kebetza. The hastama kebetza, meaning maybe a koseves hagasa is bigger than a kebetza. Right, a fat date that's bigger than a kebetza. A regular koseves is like a kebetza. Right, v'inami ki adadin inu. And who cares if they're the same shear? Right, chadar minayu nakat. Right, you just took one of them. Right, you took the example of a koseves. Right, you just that's the logic you're telling me that if they were the same shear, he wouldn't have used a koseves. He would have used a kebetza. Well, where'd you get that from? Right, maybe he just chose one of them because they refer to the same shear. So when it says elamehacha, no, rather this is the proof for Rav Zvid that a koseves is smaller than a kebetza because the Gemara says ad kama mezamnin. But how much do you have to eat to make a zimun? How much food? So Gemara says, a kazayis de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir's shita is a kazayis of food, a kazayis of bread. That's how much you need to eat to make a zimun, to join in a benching. Rebbe Yehuda omer a kebetza. Right? Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it's up to a kebetza. But my comment for you, what's my focus? Rebbe Meir says, Rebbe Achalta. Right? Again, the pasuk says, right? They're familiar, right? Ve'achalta v'savato ve'erachta. So what does that mean? So Rebbe Meir holds, ve'achalta zu achila. That's eating. V'savato zu shtia. You also have to drink. Fascinating. You also have to drink in your meal to bench. Ve'achila b'kazayis. And eating, what's the shear for eating? That's a kazayis. So any like all other shearer achila, right? The shear for benching, for joining a zimun, is a kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda Savra, no, ve'achalta v'savata achila. Both ve'achalta v'savata, right, mean, refer to eating, right? What is that? Achila she'ish basviya. It means eating that will make you fall. Beis zeh, how much is that? Is that kebetza? That's the shear of a kebetza. That's a bigger size. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Is the chiyuv for to join a zimun. And if you're telling me that this big, juicy fig, keep on doing that. If that big juicy date is bigger than a kebetza, so hashta kebetza is fully misava, daita lo measva. But a kebetza, if you tell me a kebetza makes you full, but daita lo measva, but you won't be obviously, it's not gonna. That would be the shear for Yom Kippur. Right, meaning if you tell me that it satisfies a person, so obviously it's going to make a person feel better about his afflictions. So the shear would have been a kebetza, right? Why elolav shma minal koseves agasa shamu pakus mikebetza. Rather, it must be that the koseves agasa is less than a kebetza because at a point of eating a koseves agasa, so then already a person's mind is relaxed. He's put at ease. He's no longer suffering. A kebetza will satiate him and then kick in the chiyuv to join a zimun. Right, and that's what the Gemara says. Kebetza misavo, koseves mitzvah daite. That they do two different things. That a kebetza will make him satiated, therefore he has the bench. A koseves agasa is one step behind. That will make it put his mind at ease. Right, even though it won't satiate him, but it still make him. It will save him from the hunger pains. And that's how Rav Zvid knows that a koseves agasa is less than a kebetza. Okay, shkoyach kol harav bosei. We'll go weiter in the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day and night. Depending on where you're listening to this.